It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferris. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll look at divides in the Democratic Party and how they're playing out in the presidential race.
First, in the thick of primary season, candidates are making their Wisconsin appearances. The state primary is next week, Tuesday. Based on this week's Marquette University Law School poll, Ted Cruz and Bernie Sanders look to be the likely winners.
According to the Marquette poll, Sanders has a four-point lead over Clinton, and Cruz is leading the GOP with 40% of likely Republican voters, while national Republican frontrunner Donald Trump has about 30%, Ohio Governor John Kasich, 21%.
Joining us now is WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White, who covered yesterday's Cruz rally. Laurel, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me.
And we also have WPR reporter Parth Shah, who covered yesterday's Bernie Sanders rally. And Parth, welcome back to you as well.
Thank you.
And Laurel, we're going to start with you. So yesterday, Ted Cruz appeared with Carly Fiorina, along with his wife and mother for yesterday's campaign event in Madison. What was the focus of that event?
So Cruz kicked off the event by saying it was a celebration of strong women. And he said that Democrats tend to pigeonhole women by telling them what issues they can care about. And his message of the day was that every issue is a women's issue.
And in attendance, did you see mostly women?
You know, it seemed like a pretty even split, actually, about 50-50.
What kind of questions were there for Ted Cruz and I guess for his mother and wife and Carly Fiorina?
Sure. You know, actually, Ted stayed pretty quiet for the duration of the event. He was sitting back and listening to his mother and his wife and Carly Fiorina speak. And there was a lot of discussion of, you know, raising children, family values, things like that. Some stories about Ted from his childhood.
And what was some of the key messaging that, I mean, Ted Cruz sounds like didn't do a lot of the fielding questions, but what do you think were the takeaways that were going forth there?
Well, I think that really the point of the event was to establish Ted Cruz as a candidate who supports powerful, strong women. I don't think it's any secret that the Republican frontrunner Donald Trump has had some issues with women. I think Cruz was trying to differentiate himself from Trump in that regard.
And did he talk explicitly about that when he was trying to maybe contrast himself with Donald Trump and when it came to women?
You know, he didn't. I think it was sort of a mentioning Trump without mentioning him kind of situation. He was the elephant in the room, in a way.
Well, judging by what I read about the response there, it sounds as though some of the women that were quoted in newspapers were saying that they came away with a different perception of Ted Cruz. You've been covering him. Did you notice anything different about this event that gave a different perspective on who Ted Cruz is as a candidate?
You know, the moderator joked after things were kind of wrapping up that it was a unique event in that a presidential candidate was silent for most of it. And so I think that that was a takeaway that they were trying to instill in audience members, that Cruz was capable of sitting back, giving the stage to others, to women in this case, and taking things in and bringing new perspectives. So I think that it was meant to be a softening event for Cruz.
And as we said, his wife, Heidi Cruz, also there in attendance, and there's been a very public spat, I guess, between the wives of Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, or maybe between the candidates about their wives. Did that come up at all? And did Heidi Cruz address anything about her relationship with Ted Cruz?
You know, the very public spat between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz over Heidi didn't really come up. I think the moderator may have made one kind of quick aside mentioning it. But that really wasn't the focus. I think what they were really trying to do was kind of have a bright, rosy, sunny message. Heidi Cruz spoke about her first date with Ted, and Ted mentioned it again in his closing remarks, how they spent 4 or 5 hours together on their first date and how they were looking to forge a partnership of equals.
Well, Laura, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
And we turn now to Parth Shah, WPR reporter. And you, Parth, were covering Bernie Sanders yesterday. And thanks again for joining us. Now, what did you see yesterday in the crowd leading into this rally?
Yeah, well, so The event was held at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Madison, only a couple blocks down from the UW campus. The streets were lined up. I mean, it was a little rainy yesterday, not pouring, but damp outside. And there were students, members of the community, just lined up for a couple blocks spiraling around the Orpheum Theater. A lot of students were there. At the same time, you see a lot of... I saw a pretty big range of ages. Saw some older folks. And at one point, I remember sitting in the crowd, a woman stood up with her baby in her hand and held him up like Simba and yelled, "Feel the burn," and everyone kind of chimed in. So it was a really active crowd.
And what were some of the main points that Bernie Sanders made yesterday?
So Bernie Sanders touched on a lot of different topics. He started off by taking a jab at Governor Scott Walker, and he said that the state's voter ID law would suppress the vote. He also visited that again at the close of his speech by saying, you know, let's show Governor Walker that he's wrong and that we can come out and actually win this election for him, win this primary. Some other things he touched on were his views on wealth inequality. There's this concept he has of the rigged economy, that the economy is set up to benefit the rich at the expense of the poor and the middle class. And from that, he stemmed out and talked about the need to increase the minimum wage and need to improve family leave policies.
And yesterday, you know, we had this poll come out about Sanders being up over Clinton, I think something like 4 points, pretty tight there. But did he mention that or his strength, the way he saw, perceived his strength in Wisconsin?
Yeah, he definitely talked a lot about his recent wins in Washington, Alaska, and Hawaii, and said that he was in a good momentum and that he's confident that he can win Wisconsin as well. And he did spend a lot of time distinguishing himself from former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And one of those ways, I mean, the crowd was very interactive with him. At the end of most of his statements, they were met with some sort of response by the crowd. But the most enthusiasm I saw, the crowd started chanting, "Bernie, Bernie, Bernie," after he said, "Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, let's see your transcripts of your speeches that you give to Wall Street." And that really got the crowd riled up. I spoke to a student, he's a sophomore here at UW, and he said what really makes him passionate about Bernie Sanders is this stance he has about not accepting large campaign donations, and that's what makes Sanders stand apart from his rival, and that's really what got him enthusiastic about it.
So Sanders, you said, mentioned the transcripts from Hillary Clinton's speeches to Wall Street. Did he say anything else expressly kind of going after her yesterday?
So I think he said that something going after not just Hillary Clinton, but politicians in general, saying that if politicians are receiving millions of dollars and they're all saying that this isn't going to influence my policy, he said, well, he poked at that and said that's complete garbage, that how can you accept money and not be influenced by it? And that wasn't just directed at her, but at all politicians as well. He also talked about Donald Trump yesterday, saying that flat out that he does not believe Donald Trump will be the next president. And he called out Donald Trump's language about Muslims, about Latinos, and saying that it was divisive and it's not what America needs.
Now, he was speaking, I presume, to a pretty young crowd. He was near the UW-Madison campus. Different ages there, but I mean, there were probably a lot of college students. Did he address that demographic, people who are maybe worried about college affordability?
Yeah, he didn't. Actually, the woman who introduced Bernie Sanders spoke about it briefly as well, saying that we need a candidate that can offer free public school tuition for public colleges. But it didn't seem to be a major point of his speech yesterday.
So the main point, would you say he's still sticking closely to what has been his main talking point this entire season, income inequality?
Yeah, that's been his main point. That definitely holds true to his event yesterday.
Well, we're going to leave it there. Laurel and Parth, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with WPR reporters Laurel White and Parth Shah, talking about campaign events for both Bernie Sanders and Ted Cruz in Wisconsin as we head toward primary week next Tuesday, primary day next Tuesday.
And we've been getting firsthand accounts from our reporters yesterday, and we'll keep doing it up to the event, on some of those Wisconsin campaign events and rallies of the five major party contenders. Coming up, we'll take a look at the Clinton-Sanders race, a closer look, and what it tells us about divides in the Democratic Party and how their debate is playing out here in Wisconsin.